Okay, today is Daf Yud Ches. We're on Daf Yud Ches. Today we'll learn today's Daf for Rufu Shlema for Rachamim ben Elizachana. He is a soldier who jumped on a grenade to save the other soldiers, and he needs Rufu Shlema very badly. Yeah, he's hanging in there right now. Okay, here we go. We're up to Yud Ches Amar Aleph on the fourth line from the top. We're going through the order of Shmona Esrei. So we just finished Shema Tefillah. The Kivan, and since Shabbos Tefillah, once you finish davening, once you come to davening, Bas Avoda, you come to Avoda, which is why Ritzei, which is about Avoda, is next. So now, like it says, Eloseichem v'zivchechem l'ratzal ha'mizbechi. The Kivan Shabbos Avoda, once you have Avoda, Bas Toda, you come to Toda, Thanksgiving. Shenemar zevach Toda yich v'deini neini. Right. Why is Birchas Kahanim after that? Aaron lifted up his hands and he blessed them. Right? And then he made the chatas to Olam Shlamim. Says the Gemara, so Eima Kodim Avoda. So that should be before Avoda. So Gemara says, lo sakatat it shouldn't. It says, Vayered Measos Achatas. Miksiv Lasos? Measos Tziv. In other words, the avoda came first, then the brachas. V'lemre achar avoda. So why is it right after avoda? Why is modim in the middle? Lo sokadai tachtziv zaveach toda. It says zaveach toda. The toda comes after the karbanos. So my chaz is some chazahai. Why picking that pasuk over that pasuk? One pasuk seems to say that right after avoda comes toda. One pasuk seems to say right after avoda comes birchas kahanim. Mistabra avoda v'hoda chadamilsehi. Now, really, avoda and hoda are really one thing. Really one thing, and therefore, right after avoda comes hoda. Umay ro lom sim shalom achar berchas kahanim. Why does sim shalom come after that? Dechziv v'samu v'shmo v'samu eshmi al bnei yisrael v'nei avrachim. Bracha shakadosh baruch hu shalom. The bracha of Hashem is peace. Shenemar Hashem yivarech es amo b'shalom. Right. Because after you get a bracha from the kahanim, you get a bracha from Hashem. What's the best bracha of all? Peace.
So the question was, why does it come after Moses?
Right.
Why?
Because it says v'samu es shemi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. First, the kahanim will bless you, then I will bless you. V'chi me'achad demev eshem zekeinim u'mehem kamen levim tiknu tefila al seder shimin apakuli my hizdir. So if the Anshin Knesset HaGadola formulated Shimon Esrei, what's Shimon HaKafuli doing? The Gemara answers, yes, you're right. Shechachum, it was forgotten. The Chazar, it was reminded, for Sidrum. He redid what had been forgotten. Okay.
Because
everybody forgot. Right, good question. Same question. Mikan ve'elech, from here and on, Asher l'saper shivcho shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From here on, you're not allowed to give shevach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Damar Belazar, Ma'itziv mi yimalal gvuras Hashem yashmi akol tehilaso lami noa lamalal gvuras Hashem. Who is worthy? Who is it right to say the gvuras of Hashem? Lami shayachal hashmi akol tehilaso. Somebody that is able to hear all the praises, right? We can't give all the praises. Why? Because it's endless. It's endless. It can go on forever. That's all you have to say about him? What about this? What about that? It never ends. So therefore, what do? We say whatever the Shimon Esrei says. Akel, Haggadah, Hagibur. We don't say anything more. Once you go down that road, you can't stop.
No one can do it.
Correct. No one can do it. Which is why that's the Chacham made him admit it to Kana. You say these things, and that's it. Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar B'yachran. Hamasaper Shivcho Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Yozer Midai. If you praise Hashem more than that, Nick Carmen Olam, you get taken out of the world. Shemar, like it says, Hayisufur Lo Kiadaber Im Amar Ish Ki Yivola. Right, you get swallowed up. You can't praise Hashem more than that. Why? It's a good thing, though. I'm praising Hashem more, because praising Hashem more, it ends up really being a diminishment. Imagine you say that not the president himself, the office of the president. It's a great office. That's it. Like, kaviyachol. What do you mean it's a great office? You have nothing else to say about that? It's a great office. You'd say for a lot. The whole world wants to be the president. Everybody, every American wants to be the president. Why? It's endless, the reasons why. The reasons are endless. It's kaviyachol. Hashem is very, well, he's wonderful. That's the Hashem saying, he's wonderful. I came up with a new thing. No one ever called Hashem awesome. He's awesome. That's it. He's awesome. It's a lot more than awesome. By saying those things, you're really diminishing him.
Well, we say Baruch Hashem after all day long.
What?
We say Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem is a pasuk.
It is
a pasuk. Who said Baruch Hashem? Two people. Boaz is one, and Yisro. Right? You have a precedent for that. Rather, the Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim, he wouldn't even say anything about Hashem, because by saying anything about Hashem, you really started to describe him, and Hashem can't be described, because if you describe Hashem, he had a whole sheet to how you're not a monotheist anymore. It's an extreme shita. There's a lot of truth to it, but at least we have what we have. The words we have, what we have. So they base it on psukim. Kael, Rachum, Vachan, and Eretz. The pasuk says that. Huh? That's how we describe Hashem, right? We describe him by his attributes.
Right.
Now,
the pasuk says, no one can.
Correct. Okay, so we have a limited number of ways to describe Hashem, and that's it. Darsha v'yakiva ishkvar guvraya. V'amri la ishkvar gibar chayil. May dechziv l'cha dumia tehila. That dumia means to be quiet. Being quiet is a praise. Sama dekula mishtuka. Right? The best praise of all is quiet. Kiyosar avdimi omar omar rava. Mitmila b'tzela, a word is worth $1. Mishtuka b'train, and being quiet is worth $2. Okay. Now, next. Kara al peh lo yata. The Mishnah said if you read it by heart, you're not yotze. You can't read a guy who knows the whole Megillah by heart. He'll go up and lay by heart. Not good. You drop everything perfect. Not good. Minolan, how do you know? Amar Rava, it's your zechira. It's a gzera shava. Ksev hacha v'hayamim ha'elam nizkarim. Right? Uksiv Hasam, and it says over there, that's in the Megillah, and it says over there, by Melchemes Amalek, Ksiv Zot Zikaron Basefer, Malahalon Basefer, just like over there it's a Sefer, Afkan Basefer. So to here it has to be in a Sefer, it can't be by heart. Umimai Dai Zechira Kriyahi, maybe who said that Zechira means Kriya? Who says you have to read it? Dilma Iun Ba'alma. Maybe it's just thinking about it. I'll think about Amalek a lot. Lots of gadaita. What? Okay, yeah, but you have to. But if someone's right, but if someone's reading it, I have to hear it, no? Dilma, even ba'al, maybe it just means thinking about it. Lots of gadaita, that can't be. It says Zachar. It says Zachar. Zachar what? Zachar Amalek. Yachal believe. I would think I should remember in my heart. I remember how bad it is. I remember in my heart. Kishu omer lo tishkach, hare shichachas halev amor. Now that's what lo tishkach means. Lo tishkach means don't forget, keep it alive in your heart. So amani mekayim zachar. What does the word zachar mean then? Ah, bepeh. It means bepeh. So from that gzera shava, we get the idea that Megillah can't be read by heart. Next, kara targum lo yatza. Then the Mishnah said, if you read it in another language, you're not yotzei. But then the Mishnah said, but if you read it in a laz for someone who understands that laz, you're yotzei. So how do you make that make sense? Hey, Chidun, what's going on here? Ilema de ksiva mikra. If the writing is in Hebrew, the kari le targum, but you're reading it in another language, hainu al peh. That's nothing. In other words, yeah, you have a Megillah with Hebrew, but you're reading it in English. That's by heart. Lo tzricha, no. Dechsiva targum v'kari le targum. No, it's written in targum, and you're reading it in targum. And what do we say? No good. And the very next line of the Mishnah says that is good. Avol korin osa l'lazos belaz. But you're allowed to read it foreign for a foreign person, right? How does that? Two statements don't make sense.
The targum is only in bargain is good.
No. We said targum, then we said b'chalashim. The Mishnah said targum or any other language.
But on the place, on the country,
the language is that. So a Frenchman can read the Megillah in French, and a Chinese person in Chinese, but a Chinese person can't read the Megillah in French. That's what you want to say? Okay. So, Vahamarta. Vahamarta kar b'chal lashon lo yotze. We just said a minute ago, one line before the Mishnah said, if you read in any language, you're not yotze. So, Rabbi Shmuel, Dar Mitavayu, Rabbi Shmuel explained, Belaz Yevani. That's how they gave the answer. In other words, you can't read the Megillah in any other language. But Belaz, in Greek, you could. The Greek's the only exception. So your answer is not the answer yet. We're going to get to that answer. First answer is, we're talking about Greek. What? So the Gemara said a few days ago, because Yafta Lokim Liyefes, it's a beautiful language, and the Yefuso of Yefes, the beauty of Yefes, is found in the Beis Medrash of Shem. It's found in the Shul. Where's it found in the Shul? You can read the Torah also, and the Megillah in Greek. What? I hear you, but there's some special mile to Greek. What exactly that mile is, I'm not really sure. Based on a pasuk of Yachta Lekim Liyafas. Based on a pasuk. And the Gemara asks, then what about the other languages of Yafas? Like Magog, and what about those languages? So the Gemara answered, no, Greek is the best one. What? No, you're reading it in Greek. I'm reading it straight out of Greek. Yeah, and it's written in Greek, yeah.
I'm sure it's Greek.
Maybe that, I'm not sure about that. Heichi dummy. One second, what's the case? Ilema dichtiva ashuris. Is it written in Hebrew letters? Vikari le Yevonis. But you're reading it in Greek? Tainu al peh. It's a regular Megillah, like we all have. But you're reading it in Greek? That's really by heart. Amar v'achabar, Amar v'lazar, no. Shaksuva b'laz Yevonis. No, it's written in Greek also. Vamar Abel Acha, Amar Abel Azar.
Is he reading to a Greek-speaking audience, or a
difference? Right now, it doesn't make a difference. We didn't get to that answer yet. Amar Abel Acha, Amar Abel Azar. Now, I don't know what this line is doing here. This is entirely out of left field memra, and then we're going to go back to the story. Amar Abel Acha, Amar Abel Azar. Menayin Shekara, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Kael. How do you know that Hashem called Yaakov Kael, like a god? It says, Vayikra lo Kael Elokei Yisrael. Right? I know. But this is a pasuk in Yeshaya. No, I'm sorry. It's a pasuk in Bereishis. Right? I know, it's the name of the person, but then right in the middle. No, because then we're going to go back. We didn't finish asking the questions on the Greek. I know, but we usually wait till the end. And then he also said the following unrelated thing. It's right in the middle. Okay. Anyway, it says, Vayikra lo Kael Elokei Yisrael. Now, Bapashtus, that pasuk means, and Yaakov brought a carbon, and he called the place Kael Elokei Yisrael, God, the God of Israel. The Gemara says it's all backwards. If you want to think that Yaakov called the Mizbeach Kael, the Yikra lo Yaakov miboyale. It should have said, and Yaakov called it. What does it mean? But it doesn't say Yaakov. Ella, the Yikra lo li Yaakov Kael. Rather, Yaakov was called Kael. Umikar, who called him that? Kael, okay, Israel. The God of Israel. Okay. What does that number have to do with anything? Nothing. It's the same person. Now back to the story. Mefe, one second. It's not an easy. That was not an easy line of Gemara. That wasn't an easy line. Mefe, one second. We just said, how did we answer the Stira? We answered the Stira as follows. The Mishnah said two statements. You're not allowed to read it in Greek. You're not allowed to read it in Targum, any language. But you can read it in a foreign language. What's the pshat? You can read it in Greek. Okay? Mefe, one second. We have a bride that says like this. Kriya, gift is... You can read it in Giftis for Giftis people, Ivris for Ivris people, Ilmis for Ilmis people, Modis for Modis people, and Yevonis, if you read it in all these languages, Lo Yotze. You're not Yotze. So first of all, on the list is Greek. Right, what I said about reading it for those people, the Bryce didn't say that. I threw that in because that's the answer. But right here, the Bryce says very simple. If you read it in all these foreign languages, you're not Yotze. Halodam Ye'elloha. So you know what? That's the only way to make this make sense is as follows. Giftis l'giftim. Yeah, you can read it in Giftis if they understand it. Ilvris l'ivrim. And ilmim l'ilmim. And yevanim l'yevanim yotza. No, if you read it for them, then you're yotze. So Ihachi, Rabu Shmuel, Amai Mukbila, Mastisen, Belaz, Yevanis, Lukim Bechalaz. So why did Rabbi Shmuel have to give the answer? Oh, it's Greek. It can be any language. English for English people and French for French people. Right? So the Gemara answers, Ella Masnisin Kibraisa. The answer is, they're saying the same thing. In other words, our Mishnah said, you're allowed to read it in a foreign language. For who? For people that understand that language. English for English and French for French. V'chi itmar Rabbi Shmuel ba'alma itmar. When Rabbi Shmuel said their statement, that you're allowed to read it in Greek, they weren't saying it on this Mishnah. They were saying it in the Beis HaMedrash Stamazai. One day they happened to say the following statement together, that you're allowed to read the Torah, the Megillah in Greek. They weren't responding to this issue. So it's not a problem. Everyone would agree like this. You can read it in any language you want, as long as they understand that language. Now, if I'm in France, can I go to a French Megillah reading? No, I don't understand French. But the French people can. So that's how it makes sense. You can't read in any other language, unless that language you understand.
Greek.
One second. Oh, so Rav Shmuel, the Amrit Avayu, Rav Shmuel, the Amrit Avayu, Laz Yevani, Lakol Kosher. But Greek is like it's like Hebrew. Anybody can be yotzei with Greek, just like anybody can be yotzei with Hebrew, even if you don't understand one word. Baktani Yevanis LeYevanim. Aye, but it said Yevanis for Yevanim. Greeks for Greek people. For them it's good. Lekuli al malo, but not for everyone else. Second, Rav Shmuel said everyone can be yotzei with Greek. It's not true. Inu, the answer is Rav Shmuel that said Greek is good for everybody. The Amar Kriv Shir Menam Liel. They hold like Rav Shir Menam Liel Ditnan, who said a few days ago Rav Shir Menam Liel Omer Af Svarim Lo Intiu Shechtevu Eli Yevanis. He allowed Greek even if you don't understand Greek. Why? Because of the Yachtel Okim Liefes. No.
It's all kind of perplexing, maybe. Yeah. The Megillah says that the Megillah itself is Ogeris. It's a letter.
Yeah.
If I send a letter, I send it in a language that I know. So they sent this letter in every language to every nation in their language. So why would every language be permitted to do it? That's the original.
So it is.
But not only Yevanis.
What?
Every language.
No, Yevanis is special. You're right. You can read any language you want. In Swahili, they can read it in Swahili. And also in Greek. They don't understand Greek. Greek is they can read it in Hebrew. They don't understand Hebrew. People sit here. They don't know. They don't know what they're listening to.
It's
still Yotze.
I think that was actually
what?
They
can read it in Greek?
No, you can read it in any language.
It could be with Dubai. I don't know how we pass it.
They're not Greek.
I don't know. It's not so simple because you'll see in a minute. V'lemra halacha k'rav Shir ben Gamliel. So why did they just say halacha k'rav Shir ben Gamliel? Why did you say that? Why do they have to make so cryptic? So the answer is Iyamri halacha k'rav Shir ben Gamliel. Have I would have thought Hani mili shar svarim. I would have thought all the svarim. Avam Megillah the kasaba kichsavam emalo. Maybe Megillah is a little bit different. The special pasuk has to Kamash Rulano. Even the Megillah can be written in Greek. Next, V'haloeis Shashama Ashuris Yotze. But if you hear it in Hebrew, you yotze. Right? If you hear it in Hebrew, you yotze. Listen to this Gemara. I V'alodi Ma'ika Amri. We have no idea what the Megillah is saying. So Gemara says, so what? Midi dehavi anashim, yeah, and even then women, the amei ha'aret, amiratzim, also have no idea what it's being said, and they're also yotze, right? This is before the days of anyone had any education. Maskev lo Ravina, one second. Hotu anan, ha'achashtronim, b'nei ramachim, mi'adinan. Do we even know what those words mean? We don't even know what those words mean. We know something. We know like what they sort of mean. We don't know what they mean really. It's some kind of officers, some kind of messengers. We don't really know. Ella, the answer is mitzvahs kriya upertsumay nisa. It's a mitzvah to read and it's pertsumay nisa. Hachanami, mitzvahs kriya upertsumay nisa. Very simple. What can I tell you? You don't have to understand a word. It doesn't matter. Hopefully somebody there understands something. It doesn't matter even. Okay. Kara serug in yatsa. If you read it staggered, you're yotze. What does that mean, staggered? Not sure what it means, but forget what it means.
Takes breaks.
Lo hafigad the Rabbanan, Maitzi Rugin. The Rabbanan didn't know what it means to take a break. They didn't know what that word meant.
Discontinuously.
They didn't know what it meant. What does the word Sirugin mean? Shama la'amsa de be Rebbe. They saw the maid servant of Rebbe. The ka'amra lahula Rabbanan. She was telling the rabbis, Dahavi ailu paski paski lebe Rebbe. They were going into the yeshiva, into the shir in stages. So ad masa atam nachlis in Sirugin, Sirugin. How long are you going to go in there in Sirugin? So then everyone, ooh, that's what Sirugin in the Mishnah means. Oh, right. So they didn't know until she came along. They didn't know what the word meant.
Right.
She's the big savior.
Right.
Lo havi yad rabbanan my chalug lugos. They didn't know what the word chalug lugos meant. Shama la masa de bei Rebbe. She heard the maid servant of Rebbe. The amrulei la hugarva. She said to some guy, David Kamavarer Parpachni, he was, you know, Mabader Parpachni, he was doing Mabader Parpachni, he was being, what's Mabader? He was spreading out the vegetables. How long are you going to go on spreading out those vegetables? So then everyone knew, ah, that's what it means. It means vegetables. We'll have the other one, my salsa, Pesiro Remecha. What?
Peeling.
They didn't know what the words. These words meant, Shamal Amsa de Rebbe. They heard the maidservant of Rebbe. David Amr Lahu Gav. She said some guy David Mahapech Pamadia. He was combing his hair. Amr Le Ad Masa Ata Masalsa Basarecha. How long are you going to be busy combing your hair? You look good already. You look good enough. Right. Didn't know what the word meant. It's all difficult stuff here. Lahav Yad Rabbanan Ma'i Hashlech Hashem Al Hashem Yahavcha. Didn't know what the word Yahavcha meant. Right. Amr Rav Barachana Zimnacha. The one time Havi Yadon LeBahadei Hutaya. We were with some Arab guy, the Darina tune, he was carrying a load. Vamalin, he told me, Shakal Yahavcha, take your load, Vishadi Agam Loy, and put on the camel. Ah, then everyone, oh, it means a load. Lavi Adrabana, Mai Vitatase, Metatata, Hashmade. Right, what does that mean? She didn't know what those words meant. Shamua, it's a pasuk. Shamua La Matza, the Bay Rebbe. They heard the maidservant of Rebbe, the Havis Amro, the Chavarta. She said to her friend, Shakal Tatisa, take a broom. Vitata basin, sweep the house. So it meant the broom, like Hashem's gonna sweep away.
What is all this?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but she's a special person.
Yeah. The Sfasema says, No. The Sfasema says they knew what all the words meant, but they didn't know the extent of the shear, and she defined the extent of the shear. Hard answer also. Yeah. This Gemara appears many times also. Tanar Rabbanan, Kriya Serugin Yata. If you read it Serugin, it's okay. Serusin means out of order. Lo Yata, you're not Yotze. Rav Mona Omar, Mishom Rabbi Yehuda, Af B'Serugin, also B'Serugin, Im Shaha Kedei Ligmor Es Kula. If you pause long enough to finish the whole Megillah, Chazal Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning. So Amar of Yosef, Halacha Kir of Mona, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha is like Rav Mona who said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Le'abai, Rav Yosef. Kidiligmor is Kula, Mehecha Dekoi. When it said you have to, if you pause long enough to finish the whole Megillah, where are you in the Megillah? Because if you're wherever you are, you didn't give a shir. If somebody's at the end of the, because where are you up to? When you started reading it, when you started pausing. Did you finish the first parak? And then you paused for the next 9 prakim? Were you up to the 8th parak? You paused for 2 prakim? We have no idea. So it must be, you pause long enough to read the whole Megillah from beginning to end. That's a shir. Otherwise, there's no shir. Says Abaya. Kidei Ligmor Es Kula Mehecha Dekoi. Where are you up to when you're telling me you have to finish the whole thing? You paused long enough to finish the whole thing. Well, Seifa? At the end? Odilma Mereisha L'Seifa. Or no, the whole Megillah from beginning to end. Amale, Mereshul Seifa. It must be from beginning to end. The Im Kain, Hasatel Derechel Shiurin. You make your shear, you didn't give a shear. It has to be the whole Megillah. So how long does the pause have to be? The time it takes to the whole Megillah. Where are you up to? It doesn't make a difference. It's the last pasuk. You take a 40-minute break, you have to start over again. Right? Okay. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Halacha Kirav Muna. Ushmul Amar Ein Halacha Kirav Muna. The Suri Masni Hachi. It's where we look at like that. Bedisa matniachi. Amar of Kahana. Amar Rav. Halacha kerav Muna. Shmuel Amar ain't halacha kerav Muna. Rabbi Masni Ibcha. Rabbi said the exact opposite. Rav Amar ain't halacha kerav Muna. Shmuel Amar halacha kerav Muna. Amar Rabbi Yosef Nekot the Rabbi Biadecha. Right, the whole like Rabbi, because Shmuel paskin like that. That there's a suffix halacha is lechumra like Rav Muna. Rav paskin lekula, and we hold like Rav when it comes to Yisurin, and therefore we are therefore what. The Shmuel who the chayish who yichuda, because Shmuel was always chayish for in the lone shita. What lone shita? Okay, this is hard. Ditnan, you ready? A woman dies, and she doesn't have any. She doesn't have any children. A husband dies, and the woman doesn't have any. She don't have any children. What happens? She has to wait for Yibum, right? Let's say Levi dies. So Reuben and Shimon are waiting to do Yibum. What are they waiting for? They're waiting. It takes a few days, huh? Let's say this woman, Rachel, has a sister named Leah. And Reuben goes ahead and marries Leah. While they're waiting to do Yibum on Rachel, Reuben, one of the brothers, goes ahead and marries Leah. Is there anything wrong with that? Why? One second. He didn't do anything to Rachel yet. Levi, his brother, happens to be married to Rachel. He died. I want to marry Leah. See what happened? He's Makadosh Leah. Did he do anything wrong? So there's a Zika. In other words, this woman, Rachel, this woman who's waiting to get Yibum, is connected to both of them. Is the connection... Now, you're not going to marry two sisters. So is the connection strong enough that Reuben sort of married to her? In which case, he had no right to go ahead and marry Leah, the sister, or not. Because, by the way, there's another brother, Shimon, sitting here. Shimon can do Yibum, he can do Chalitza, he can do whatever he wants. So, that's the question. Is Reuben connected to, in a way that he cannot marry the sister, or not? You hear that question? What? Correct. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that. No. Exactly. It's possible.
You're playing against the odds. How many Chalitzas have you ever seen in your life?
No, but no, we have one here. We have one waiting.
I understand, but in general, make the case.
So, that's the question. No, but it happened. The husband died. So now, can you say, well, there's two options. Either Reuben's connected to Rachel in such a way he had no right to marry Leah. Why is he connected to her? Because he can do Yibum on her, he can do Chalitza on her. Or, no, let Shimon do it. I'll be happily ever after with Leah. Right? That's the issue. So, Shmuel was chayish for Yidat Yachid. Why? Bitnan, Shomeres Yavim, a woman's waiting Yibam, Shekidesh Achiv Esachosa. One of the brothers married one of the sisters. Right? Mishum Rabbi Huda Meseva Omer, Amru. Omrim Lo, so what do we tell this guy, Reuven? Hamdain, wait. Wait till one of the other brothers does the... Are you Mekadosher? All right. You shouldn't have done that. You should have waited a little bit. You didn't wait. So wait now. Let someone else do Yibum Chalitza. Then it's all good. Right? Look at Rashi. We'll do this Rashi inside. Ad sheyaseh achicha gadol. It's like two lines and the lines get skinny. What does it mean when the brother does a maitha? The Yavimto. With the woman waiting for Yibum. Oh, lachlot, either to do chalitza on her, oliyabim, or to do yibim on her. Avol ba'od hayivama lefnei kulon lachlot oliyabim. But while she's still waiting, someone please do yibim with me. Someone please do chalitza on me and free me. While that's still waiting, harehi lechol echad ki ishto. Each one of the brothers is considered his wife, her wife, the wife. Ayadei zikas yibim, because there's a connection. There's a zika. Va'aser ba'achosa. You're not allowed to marry the sisters. Mishum achos isha. Because you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. The kasavar yesh zika afilu betray. The zika, even when there's two brothers. Which is a funny thing. V'kolshkein b'chad. And surely on one. And by the way, upligi rabbanon aleha. The rabbanon argue on this. V'amru when they say, ha'olu shnei achim hein. Since there are two brothers here. There's no zika on each one of them. Leos ki ishto, to be a wife, or mutter b'achosa. You're allowed to marry the sister. I the Zika, my brother, let my brother do it. I don't want to marry her. I don't want to do hib on her. I don't want to do chalitz on her. I want to marry the little sister. She caught my eye. Let the brother do it. That's the standard shita. Ah, there was a das yachid. No, no, you have to wait. Wait.
You're allowed to marry her.
Wait till the brother finishes the job. Either he does Yibam or Chalitza. Wait. Okay, so wait. Don't go home to her. Don't live in the house with her. It'll take a few months till they get the Yibam.
According to Rashi, it's us in that. The Kedushin should not be Chal.
What?
Kedushin should not be Chal, according to Rashi.
It's not. It's, no, just because it's us, the Kedushin's Chal. For example, if a Kohen Gadol gives a ring to a Gerusha, the Kedushin is Chal. If a Kohen marries a Gerusha, it's Chal. If you give a ring to your sister, that's not Chal. Here it's Chal. He just shouldn't have done it. So the standard sheet is, no, it's no problem. As long as there's another brother out there, let him do it. According to Rabbi Meir, it was Machmir. No, wait till they finish up. Wait till the chalitz is over. Or the yim is over. Wait. Says the Shua, I was choshes for that. At the Daf Yachar, I was choshes for a very obscure sheetah. So you see, that Shmuel's choshes, that's why this is here. Shmuel's choshes for unique sheetahs. Okay. Yes, exactly. That's a little taste. It's a little.
That was the extent of it. We'd be in good shape.
But it's not the extent of it. It's just why we're not in good shape. Okay. Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Ben Maseira. I pass it like that. Like Rabbi Ben Maseira. It's a very. It's a unique sheet. I pass it to Chumra. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, new thing. Hishmit bought sofer osios. If the sofer ordered Megillah, but he left out letters. Oh, psukim. Or even left out psukim. The Korin HaKore, and you read it. Kibiturgim and Hamatargim, like a Matargimin reads it. Yotze Yer Yotze. What does it mean about like a Matargimin reads it? He reads it by heart. So one passage you can read by heart. That's okay. Meise. Haya Ba'otos, Mitush Tashos. He had letters that were all smudged. Oh, Mikuros, or ripped. In Rishuba Nikar, Kshera. If they're recognizable, they're kosher. Vimlav, Psula. And if not, they're puzzle. How could you say if you're missing a word, missing a pasuk, it's okay? See, here it's not true. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Haba kula, haba mitzasa. No, when it's all missing, it's a problem. When it's partially missing, it's okay. What's the how much can be missing? I think it's half, right?
So if you have a
what? Half of Megillah. So if you have a Megillah and it's one letter, it's no good. That's okay. It's kosher Megillah. You can fix it after Purim, but it's totally kosher.
What are you reading?
What?
That's reading.
No. Let's say two letters are touching each other, or one letter is missing. So that's okay for one letter. Let's say one word is missing. Somebody forgot to write the word Achashverosh, but the Makor is he keeps on reading. That's okay. He read by heart. It's only one word. It's okay. You have a lot more words you can read by heart.
But now you're talking about a half a Megillah.
Even a half a Megillah you can read by heart.
You take a Megillah,
how do you define it?
50%.
You just said that you're not allowed to read the Megillah by heart.
That's if it's the whole thing.
Only the whole thing.
Yeah. Let's say one word's missing. Can you read the Megillah?
That's one word.
What about two words? What about 2 words?
It's not a half a Megillah.
What about 3 words?
It's not a half.
What about 50%? That's the cutoff.
I don't know.
Tana Rabbanan. Hishud b'hakorei pasuk echad. Let's say a guy walks in and misses the first pasuk. You know, it happens to people here. They come in, they miss the first pasuk. How do I know? Because by the lady reading for the women, they show up. They missed one word, the first pasuk that came late. So lo yomi, now let's say, well, listen, ekra es kula. I'll sit there and listen to the whole thing. Biachakach ekra osa pasuk. And then I'll read the first pasuk at the end. You're not allowed to do that. Ela kori beosa pasuk ve'elech. Right? Ela kori beosa pasuk ve'elech. No, you have to read the whole thing, the whole Megillah. Is that what that says? Lo yomi ekra es kula achach ekra osa pasuk. Right, you have to read from that pasuk. You have to read the whole Megillah in order. Nechlas lebeis haknesses. You walk at the shul. Umatzibur shakar ruchetzia. They're already halfway through. You came late. Lo yomar. Well, ekra chetzia matzibur. I'll listen to the half now. V'achakach ekra chetzia, and I'll read the other half when I get home.
What are they saying?
Ela kori osa mitchilasa v'ad sofa. You can't do that.
They say the same thing, but when you want to
right.
Read one pasuk, you can. How do you miss the whole half?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay, misnam nim yotza. If you fell asleep, you're yotzi. Hechidami misnam nim. What does it mean, fell asleep? Amar Rav Ashi, nim velo nim. How can you be yotzi if you're sleeping? You're not really sleeping. Nim velo nim. You're up, you're not up. Tir velo tir. You're awake, you're not awake. The kari leva ani. If I call you, you'll answer. Velo yada la adure svara. But you can't tell me about Einstein's theory of relativity. That you can't do. V'chi medak ule midkar. But if I remind you about something, right, you'll remember. So you're like, everyone knows what that is. What? Exactly, dozen. Yeah. Hayadarsh, some people their whole life is like that. Hayakos Vadarsha Magiyah, if you're writing a Megillah, or you're darshaning a Megillah, you're fixing a Megillah, im kivin libo yata. Hey chidomi, what does that mean? E deka masada psuka psuka kikasavla ki kivin libo mehave al pehu. One second, what does that mean? I'm writing a Megillah? So I'm reading it before I write it? Or even let's say I write the first pasuk, then I read the first pasuk. What about the rest of the Megillah? It doesn't exist yet. How can that be a good Megillah? How can that be right? Ella, no. The kasa psuka psuka the karile. Right? What does it mean? You read each pasuk by itself?
You wrote it and
you read it? Mi yatsa, that good? Halacha kedivri omer kula. You have to read the whole Megillah. You have to have the whole Megillah in front of you. You can't do that. Right? Vafilu l'man da'amar me'ish Yehudi tzricha shetehe Vafilu l'man da'amar me'ish Yehudi tzricha shetehe k'suva kula. There's a machlokas tomorrow or later in the week. How much of the Megillah do you have to read? Some say the whole thing, which is what we, some say from ish Yehudi ha'yu b'shushan avira. But even if you hold from there, the rest of the Megillah still has to be there. So here you don't even have that. You're writing the Megillah pasuk by pasuk. It's not good. Eli, you know what the answer is? The mancha Megillah kame. Now you have a template Megillah in front of you. The karile mine psuka psuka v'kasavla. You read the template and then you're writing a different Megillah. That's okay.
Might take
a long time, right? Lema mesayale l'rabba bar barchana. Maybe this supports rabba barchana. Dama rabba bar barchana amar v'yachana. Asu licht of oz achas shlom and aksav. Not that you're allowed to write, you're not allowed to sit down and write a Sefer Torah by heart. You're not allowed to do that. You have to have another ksav in front of you. Right? Dilma, why? A minute. What? Right? So the Gemara answers, maybe you really can. Dilma, this rame le israme. Maybe he happened to have one in front of him. But you don't have to have that. And this guy happened to have one in front of him. It's not something you have to have one. Gufa. Asr lichtov oz achat shlom and aksav. No, you're not allowed to write one letter not from the ksav. You're not allowed to. Meisri. Amar b'shem elazar. Meisri mayor. Shalach la'obar ha'shana ba'asya. He went to be ba'av of the shana. Lo have sham b'shem megillah. He didn't have a megillah with him. So v'kasva maleba v'kara. He wrote one by heart. How could a mayor do that? You're not allowed to do that. Amar b'vo shana b'mayor. No, mayor's an exception. Why? The mekayim bay. Vafafecha yeshiru negdecha. He's an exception. If someone's like a mayor, they can do it by heart. Amalei Rami Bar Chama of Yirmiya bidifti my vafafecha yeshiru negdecha. What do those words mean? Amalo elu divrei Torah. It's the words of Torah. Dechzibu hasif einecha bo veinenu. Vafilu hachi. Nevertheless, miyushrin hein eitzel a mayor. Torah is so hard, so difficult. After a mayor was a piece of cake. Someone like on Rameir's level, he can do right up a heart, but not a regular person. Ashkeche, Rabbi Chista, Ashkeche, Rav Chananel, Tavi Kasev Svarim Shalom and Aksav. He found Rav Chananel was doing that also. He was right, Amalei. He told him, Ruuya kol haTorah kula, Dikasev al picha. Really, you can write the whole thing by heart. Elakacham rechacham, Asalachav osalachat Shalom and Aksav. Really, you could, be not allowed to. Midikamar kol haTorah kula, Ruuya Dikasev al picha. Since he said that you could write it by heart, Michlal, the Meyushrin Heinetzlo, that it was easy for him. In other words, he could do it by heart. He had it all up there. Just happened to be not allowed to. For Rameir Kasav, Rameir did it. No. Shasad Chat Shiny. In other words, the exception for Rameir was not when he was so great. Other great people around. And they're still not allowed to. The answer is it was an emergency. It was Shasad Chat. Abaya Shari Lebdebei Rav Barachavu Lemichlav Tfilin and Mezuzah Shalom and Aksav. Abaya allowed, you created Tfilin and a Mezuzah. Not from a ksav. That's okay. Kiman, like who? Kiyadatana, like the following story. The Tanya, Rabbi Yirmi Omer, Mishum Rabbeinu, Tfilin and Mezuzos, Nechtavos, Shalom and Aksav. Tfilin and Mezuzos can be written not from a ksav. They ain't Srichin Sirtut, and they don't need Sirtut. By the way, the halach is, Tfilin ain't Srichin Sirtut. Tfilin, you don't need Sirtut. Mezuzos, Srichin Sirtut. Mezuzos do need Sirtut. Idi v'idi, Nechtavos, Shalom and Aksav. They could all both be written without a template. My time of why? Migras Garcidon. Because everybody knows what they sound like. Everybody knows those words. Everybody knows how many vavs are in every, all those. Nobody knows that. Totafos, which vavs? Yes, the It's not so simple. But in those days, they knew it. Right? In those days, a different story. Right? All right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis. Everybody have a very good day. Thank you.